Well, hello, day three from Portland, which is the base for the sailing and where the Athletes Village is down in the Weymouth and Portland area. This is, what, 2.5-3 hours away from London, and this is the first day of events down here. It's sunny, it's windy, it's breezy, the seagulls are out as well, and I've managed to find a little area, a little cove, if you like, within all of this that's on the main drag from the Athletes Village in towards where they'll go through their accreditation and then go on to go and get themselves ready for today. And it's been a real flurry of colour as all of the Olympians go past on their bikes in their tracksuits, the red and the greens and the blues of a Greek athlete who's just wandered by. And today should be interesting because it is the first day of the sailing events. Most of them will go throughout the course of the week. Also, it sees the introduction of a new sailing event within the Olympic Games, and that's the match race, which replaces the Yinling from Beijing. And this is a real opportunity to see the competitive nature, if you like. Match racing is the equivalent of knockout format. It's round robin to start, and then you go into quarters, semis, and then eventually finals, one-on-one and boat against boat. So that's where it's going to be really intriguing. Of course, today's going to see the start for Ben Ainslie as well, as he continues to try and make a bit of Olympic history. So that's all going to be fascinating. As for my day, well, I'm going to be hopefully meeting somebody from the Dutch Antilles, one of the independent athletes in this year's games, and that should be fascinating. You'll be able to hear the results of those interviews on Sports World. Then I'll be heading down towards the beach, which is where I suppose the big games area is. It's where all the people will gather. People will be able to watch some of the racing for free from the beach, and there'll be lots of events going on, and there should be a decent atmosphere as well. But that's it for the moment. 9:48 in the morning. It's shorts and t-shirt weather still, and my view right now is quite interesting. Behind me is the Sea King's helicopters, where they do all the search and rescue stuff. In front of me is the Portland Harbour with some really nice swanky yachts and boats out there. And then away out towards the sea, you can see one of the big gunships, one of the big destroyers that's there as part of the security measures for the tour. And about, what, probably 30 yards to my right-hand side, there's the entrance where all of the athletes are going through, and they're greeted by coppers with the old-fashioned police helmets, and also they're going to be greeted by some armed army officers as well. They have to put all their gear through the searching x-ray machines, and then they head off in towards the village where some of them will be preparing to get themselves out on the water in competition for the first time at the Games.